Oh, the first hour of Inland Folk for June the 13th and 14th, depending on when you're listening, is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. That makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. But that's the other side to this life. Well, my whole world's in uproar, or I think my whole world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumping around. And that's another side to this life I've been beaten. And that's another side to this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat, sail the Gulf of Mexico. That's another side to this life I've been beaten. That's another side to this life.
Wow, that's interesting. This is from the Kingston Trio, the Lost Album, 1967. This is when the Kingston Trio was slated to break up. And I don't know if they actually, if this is an album of outtakes from other albums or whatever. It is the Kingston Trio. Yeah, we're not going to talk much about this. It's a lost album. And there are reasons why things get lost. You know, when you buy albums and they say outtakes, previously unreleased, that kind of thing, sometimes it's really cool. Sometimes it's a real kind of cool thing that you get that of that particular artist. You know what I mean? Led Zeppelin or even things like, you know, unreleased material that Leonard Bernstein or Toscanini or those guys, or unreleased material from Miles Davis, previously unreleased. It's really cool because you think it's going to, you know, it's going to be great. But there are reasons why these things are unreleased oftentimes. The reason being that the artist just isn't satisfied with it, that it doesn't come up to standard. And so when you see these lost albums, it's not like people intentionally, you know, lose good stuff. It's like people really don't want this stuff out there because it isn't up to their standard. And that's kind of this Kinks. It's got some good material. It's got Paul Simon. It's got Homeward Bound. It's got Lucy Butterfly of Love. It's got Try and Catch the Wind and some of these wonderful old classics. But you can really tell on this that the trio is really burned out. And they just buzz through. There's a thing called Fun with the Trio in the Studio that's kind of neat. But yeah, you can kind of tell that the trio just isn't really happy about existing as a trio on this album. They mechanically go through things, but it is, if you're a Kingston Trio fanatic, it's something that you want because it's part of the whole thing. And, you know, when you look at completeness, that's what that's all about. Just a thought. This is Dan Marr and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for June the 13th and 14th is Flag Day. And everybody coming out with all the flags. Pretty cool stuff. This is also the Sacagawea Bluegrass Festival album at the Sacagawea State Park there in Pasco. So don't have a lot of information on it because it is May the 11th when we're recording the show for June the 13th. A word to the wise. If you want something on the Inland Folk calendar, make sure you get it to me 4 or 5 weeks in advance in the summer because we do a lot of shows ahead. It's so nice to have Un Jong Shin back in the studio again after her doing PhD things and trying to get the school stuff done that needs to be done. And she's in here and she's going to be leaving for a while. And so what we're doing is a whole bunch of shows in advance so that I can utilize her stuff and all the good things that she can do and all the cool stuff that she does do. And so there you go. We're doing them way in advance. So send in those calendar items. All righty. Okay. Here's Jim Page. Jim Page, you're never alone with your clone. No, you're not. Whoops, I pushed the wrong thing. Try that instead. There we go.
Oh, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You can go out for the night and still stay at home. You can call yourself on the cellular phone. You don't need a mirror to see how you've grown. You're never alone when you're grown. You can talk to yourself and it won't look weird. You can shave every day and still grow a beard. Have your duplicate personal re-engineered. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You can walk all the time in the other guy's shoes. Give up your life for the cause that you choose. Now watch the reports on the evening news. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, it's a bifocal schizophrenic occurrence. Standing in for yourself in a feat of endurance. You can kill yourself, collect the insurance. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You can suffer the victim and be your own thief. Both sides of the law, above and beneath. You can be your own dentist and pull your own teeth. You're never alone with your clone. But you can marry yourself if the laws will allow. Have sex with yourself, but don't ask me how. Immediate instant, the future is now. You're never alone with your clone. No, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. If you cloned your own clone in multiplication, there would be no division in your population, and you could be your own united nation. You're never alone with your clone. And clone upon clone, like the fishes and bread, you could oh so fruitfully settle and spread until the whole wide world was identically bred. You're never alone with your clone. As above and below, an immaculate view, you would look just like God, it would look just like you, and there would be nothing that you couldn't do. You're never alone with your clone. You could write your own warning upon your own wall, and not in the same as the clarion call, and you would go crazy, and so would we all. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone.
stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breezy midnight with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. And who's gonna be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young. I'm gonna try for the sun. We huddled in the derelict building, and when he thought I was asleep, he put his poor coat round my shoulders and shivered there beside me in a heap. And who's gonna be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young. I'm gonna try for the sun. We sang and cracked the sky with our laughter. Our breath turned to mist and cold. Our years put together counted 30, but our eyes told the stars that we were old. And who's gonna be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young. I'm gonna try for the sun.
Was the one I could never stand idly by and watch while the bullies beat up on the weaker ones. I had to do something to try, and I never gave up on people that we could be better somehow. Morality's compass, you gave it to me, and I still follow it now. Well, I couldn't stop thinking about it, I couldn't get it out of my mind. The pictures, the stories, the plight of the people in an occupied Palestine, and how my government makes me complicit with the political aid that they send. So I packed up my bags and I headed to Rafah to work with the ISN. And I'd rather be dancing, dancing and falling in love. But if I can just watch from a distance, then what am I made of? Mama, these people are so good to me. They treat me like I'm one of their own. They feed me and see to my needs and let me sleep in their homes. And Papa, their lives are so hard. The gunshots every night, strip searches, roadblocks, humiliations. Papa, it just isn't right. Well, I can feel my privilege around me. Is there in my American face? I could wave my passport around like a flag and I would be safe in this place. For these child soldiers of Israel, they look like the boys back home. And if it wasn't for American money, you'd have to leave these people alone. And I'd rather be dancing, dancing to Pat Benatar. Oh, but somebody has to do something about it, and here we are. Thank you. day. They're like tanks with bulldozer blades. The name on the side says Caterpillar, and that means they're American made. Well, I am American too, and I'll be where everybody can see. So if they want to run over those houses today, they're gonna have to run over me. Well, it's dangerous taking a stand, but it's dangerous running away. Sometimes you have to face up to the danger, there is just no other way. For there are such beautiful dreams I have seen in the eyes of a child. If I can just make one little difference, then I think my life is worthwhile. And I'd rather be dancing, but instead I'm saying goodbye. But we'll meet again when it's over, don't cry. And I'd rather be dancing, surely we'd all rather be. And someday we'll dance in a world that's peaceful and stumbling into blind alleys and being fodder for a fall. I must have thought I was eternal the way I spun my wheels. Oh, but this time it's different, and this time it's for real. More than anything else in the world, anything else in the world, more than anything else in the world, I can't let you down. I can't let you down. Oh, when I was much younger, and I was on my roll, I gave my life away in pieces, like it was out of my control. Illusions of reality, I'll be whispering a double talk. Oh, but this time I make my move, I'll know which way to walk. And more than anything else in the world, anything else in the world, more than anything else in the world, I can't let you down. Can't let you down. Say that life is like a river, I think they might be right. I know the shadowy illusions disappear in the morning light. All things are possible now, the future is in view. And when today becomes tomorrow, well, I will think of you. And more than anything else in the world, anything else in the world, more than anything else in the world, I can't let you down. Can't let you down. More than anything else in the world, anything else in the world, and more than anything else in the world, I can't let you down. I can't let you down.
Oh, more than anything else in the world, Mr. Jim Page. Jim Page. This is a great little album. I'd forgotten that I had it. You're Never Alone with Your Clone, and that wonderful song, I'd Rather Be Dancing, about Rachel Corrie, you know, in 2003. She was the activist, the American peace activist, that was killed by Israeli bulldozers, and a lot of suspicious stuff about that. There was a project that was being torn down, a refugee housing settlement that was being torn down, and it was illegal, according to Israel. And so she was killed by a bulldozer, run over twice, actually, and very little, very, very, very little coverage in the American news media. And Jim Page wrote this wonderful, wonderful song. Rachel Corrie, who was a graduate of Evergreen State College, and oh my goodness. And the Kingston Trio, a little Donovan tune, and try for the sun. Didn't Donovan also write Try and Catch the Wind? He's trying to do all kinds of things with the elements, isn't he? Old Donovan. Here's one more from this. I remember this. Bob Lynn, of course, was the one who made the big hit of it. But this is the Kingston Trio's version of the Bright Elusive Butterfly of Love.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow out on the new horizon. You may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your minds. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past me, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Tell her that I love her. the choices that were given, how we carry that load. And Jacob, where's your ladder? Just tell me where I am. These fools have let the crazy loose, they're running through my land. Oh, tell her that I love her. Please tell her that I care. Tell her that I care.
Oh my goodness me, this is from the Lomax Collection. The Lomax Collection Rounder, about 15 years ago, started revisiting the whole Lomax Collection and all of those things that came out in Great Britain on the Cadman label, and they came out here in America on Columbia, all of those recordings from the Southern American ballads and the American Southern and the Southern Journey all the way on, which is where it all started when Alan Lomax discovered Lead Belly and all those guys. And then he journeyed over all around the world and did this huge collection of folk music from all around the world, recording it in the 40s and 50s for the Library of Congress. Columbia revisited all of these things, got a hold of all of the master tapes and the acetates and everything, and recreated these albums and more on CD. I think it's pretty much all out. It's around 200 albums or something like that. I have about 30 of them. And they have bonus tracks and everything, complete with songs from Ireland and England and Scotland, where there are interviews with the various artists and stuff. It's pretty cool. And it's root stuff. And, you know, if you're one of these people that has a very sophisticated ear, you're not going to like it. One of our engineers about 6-7 months ago said they take anything awful and call it folk music. That's really unfair. There are these recordings of these old folks doing this from way, way, way back. And most of these artists, including these from the Black Appalachia Collection, which we just heard, are very respected, or were very respected, in their various communities. All right, we have to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back with more from Black Appalachia, River of Song from the Lomax Collection. We take a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music, featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
After last week's heat wave, things are looking a lot cooler this weekend. Highs this afternoon are back into normal seasonal ranges, 70 on the Palouse and 78 degrees in the Lewis-Clark Valley. It should be a bit windy, too, and dry throughout the region. These conditions will continue through much of the week to come, warming slightly over the next couple of days. We'll be right back.
taste of fate. I'm not alone in the sea of madness, but oh, so anxious, it's hard to wait to sing. You and I've got a run to make it. One of us is gonna let them know. You and I've got a run to make it. They'll remember when we let it show, let it show. Here I sit all tongue-tied and worried as treasure sift through past mistakes. And on the streets I take in a hurry. You gotta keep on walking, cause that's what it takes to sing. You and I've got a run to make it. One of us is gonna let them know. To the taste of fate. I'm not alone in the sea of madness, but oh, so anxious, it's hard to wait to say. You and I've got a run to make it. One of us is gonna let them know. You and I've got a run to make it. They'll remember when we let it show.
And don't you go when the smoke runs low. for I can never cross that wasted ocean. if by some impossible grace, if by some chance you find that you miss me, I will haul up my lines. I won't waste any more time. I got nothing left to hold on.
my goodness. A little dead air there, but man, that was really something. I was just sort of blown away. Chris Thiele and Mike Marshall doing their thing there with Fisher's Hornpipe. All those mandolin players, just wow. You're talking a lot of classical training. You're talking a lot of theory. You're talking all kinds of things going on there in that. Oh, my goodness. And Anna Coogan in that set as well. Streamers and Love Without Strings. We're going to hear one more from her. And we also heard a big, long thing with Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele. The Saga of Harrison Crabfeathers. From their album, Into the Cauldron. And who would have thought? Mike Marshall had been doing it for a long, long time when Chris Thiele was just getting started as one of those prodigies, you know, when he was like 12. And then the two of them basically working and interplaying off of each other. Oh, my goodness. Well, indeed, indeed, indeed. You have the Rankin family in the background doing the Morun Galgilis, my faithful fair one, my own, my rare one, is what they're doing in the background. In the Scots Gaelic, the Rankin family, Raylene and Heather and Cookie and Jimmy and all the other Rankins, from an early, early album recorded way, way back in about 1990. The Rankin family is the name of the album, and it's on the Rankin family label. And you won't find it on EMI or Capitol. When they became big stars, they got into big labels. But this album is on the Rankin Family label. You can still pick it up. You can go to the Rankin Family website. They have an official website with a discography, and they're still selling this stuff. They have not been together now for a couple of years. And but that's what that's all about, the Rankin Family. Woon Jung Shin doing the playlists. And if you want to email me at dsanDaniel@wsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And if you want to go to the playlists, go to nwpr.org, go to Inland Folk and look at the playlists. Now, when you get down towards the, you have to scroll down to find back ones. So it's not all just on the one page. You have to keep scrolling down. And their playlists way, 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 way back. Alrighty? Okay, we're going to be back for another hour of music. We actually have 2 hours left. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.